And now it's time for more of Southern California's sports fishing voice, Let's Talk Hookup. This portion of the show is sponsored in part by Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup, Shimano Rods and Reels, fish with the best, Shimano, and by Yamaha Outboards, official motor sponsor of Let's Talk Hookup. Here we go. Another great hour of Southern California's sports fishing voice, Let's Talk Hookup. Here's Pete Gray, Rock God Rick Mexa, and Corey Sandin.
And welcome back. Hour number two, Let's Talk Hookup, right here on the Let's Talk Hookup app, YouTube, Facebook Live, and 97.3 The Fan. I'm Pete Gray with Rock God Rick Mexa in the world headquarters of San Diego. Beautiful day here in San Diego. I know everybody else in the country seems to be freezing their butts off. We're not.
Oh,
it's cold, though. It's like 55. It's cold.
We did that little stretch, Dallas, and I went to Tennessee for New Year's and checked out Nashville and hung out with our, hung out with some family. And, like, it was the coldest I've ever been in my entire life. Like, my bones were cold.
Cold is cold.
And, like, we were joking about it today. Like, I want this type of cold where I'm like, oh, it's cold out here. Let me put on a super light flannel. Like, okay, I'm perfectly regulated. Let's go.
Yeah, you're good. Well, we have Cameron Criven from the Mission Bell here. It's hard to say, you know, Mission Bell, because he's been in so many places and does so many things. He's a part of the San Diego sport fishing scene here. Just purchased the Mission Bell, and we're talking about fishing Coronado Islands, fishing offshore, and just having a great time on one of the legendary boats of Southern California, for sure. And we're giving away a great prize.
Yeah, a couple of them, man. How cool is that? Two lucky winners at the end of the show today. One from the caller side, and then also one from the texter side, are going to get to go fishing with Captain Cameron and enjoy that brand new Mission Bell, and a great opportunity to come fishing on such a great rig with a brand new owner, and it's going to be a lot of fun. And we've been talking about it all morning, all the excitement that's about to happen when the show gets rolling here, hopefully in March, knock on wood. And if you want to join us this morning, get an opportunity at winning that great prize, or better yet, just your chance to talk to Captain Cameron, give us a call at 833-288-0973. Again, new numbers here. Now that we're so stoked to be back with the Fan family, 833-288-0973 is how you reach us on the phones.
One line open.
You got it, man. And it's been solid all morning. Yeah. We lost one during the break there, so a great a first free opportunity in quite some time. Also, you can send us a text if you got a text question for Captain Cameron. Just send it through the text that's only available through the Let's Talk Hookup app. Again, we say it's a free download, easiest way to listen to all the archive shows, and you can text in your question and have a shot at winning that great trip on such a killer new boat.
Yeah, for sure. Let's continue our catch report. Our surf guru himself, Gundy Gunderson's on the line. Good morning, Gundy.
What's up, gentlemen?
Hey, great to hear from you.
Rock God, those fur-lined flip-flops didn't work in Tennessee.
I was so ill-prepared for that. You know, we looked at the weather forecast, and it was like highs in the 50s and lows in like the low 30s. I'm like, what's? I mean, that's not far off from home, you know. I live in Lakeside. It got down to, like, the high 30s and then the 60s. Like, it's only a 10-degree difference. I'll be fine. It's a different world. Like, that's a different world.
Yeah.
Frozen. Fun.
Well, today I call with a heavy heart. You know, I don't know how long I've been doing the show, Pete. Over 20 years, probably. And one of my best contributors was Ginny Wiley from Wiley's Bait and Tackle Shop, and I'm sure we're all aware of what happened there, and just a tough break for her. She's such a wonderful lady. You know, Bill and Ruth Wiley established this shop in 1946.
Jeez.
It was thought to be the oldest tackle shop in the state of California.
Wow.
Her grandfather started it. She was third generation, and you know, over the years, the reputation of the shop, and it's been such a part of the community. If you've ever been there, it's a little shack on the side of the road. The Topanga Historical Society has a picture of the shack in 1946 when it was first established, and it's maybe, you know, 12 by 15 feet, and it's got rods leaning on it. It's a classic photo if you have a chance to go and look at that. And, you know, some great actors from Malibu and stuff, John Wayne, Humphrey Bogart, Johnny Weissmuller, Bing Crosby. More recently, you know, Chef Gordon Ramsay, Jimmy Fallon was there. It's just such an iconic place. It was famous for the perch derbies. And in the heyday, you know, the 50s and 60s, they got over 300 anglers participating in a derby, if you could believe that. The shop was open all night with newspaper, wrapping bait, you know, mussel, squid, clams, the whole deal. And then all the anglers would disperse, and they'd have to be back by like a 3 o'clock way on Saturday. So it was quite an event, you know. A 3-pound, 4-ounce barred perch was hanging on the wall there, caught by the legendary surf angler. It was just an incredible place. So, we really feel for her.
Yeah, and yeah, boy, I saw the
GoFundMe page, guys, and her address is on, you know, you can find her address, a little note. She'd appreciate, you know, or a memory. She's old school lady, and she needs a little of our help right now.
So how do we contact that, Gundy?
If you just Google Wiley's, and there's her GoFundMe page is on there. One of her close customers said that he spoke to her, and she does want to rebuild, you know. But just already the outpouring from the fishing community has been overwhelming for her. And I think it's great that we continue to do that.
Yeah, for sure. And boy, seeing the pictures of the Palisades fire and saw the Wiley sign in the background of those photos as you drive down PCH, just heartbreaking. Absolutely heartbreaking.
It is.
Yeah, for sure.
You know, I've been there, and I'm proof that, you know, you come through on the other side, but there is a dark time, you know, and I've seen the looks on those folks' face brings back some rough memories, you know.
Yeah, no doubt, buddy.
Yeah, for sure. Well, that's a nice tribute to Wiley's Bait and Tackle. Hopefully they're going to come back and rebuild and be back on PCH once again up in that Topanga area.
And her reports have been the best, Pete. We've been using them for years.
Yeah. Well, we'll look forward to some more in the future, Gundy, and thanks for that.
Yeah,
nice
I'll keep
tribute.
Everyone posted, and we'll get back to surf fishing next week.
All right. But, use that GoFundMe page, Wiley's Bait and Tackle, and send some love that way for sure. Thanks.
Thank you, gentlemen. Have a good week.
Thanks, Gundy.
Appreciate that.
All right.
All right, that's going to wrap up our catch report. Hey, while they last, pick up your copy of the 2025 CCA Sport Fishing Calendar. You can get them at Fisherman's Landing, Seaforth Landing, Dana Landing, Point Loma Sport Fishing, or your favorite tackle shop. By supporting CCA, you're working to protect the rights of all California anglers.
Yeah, for sure. What the, lots of good stuff here. And I have a good text, too. We got lots of phone calls calling in. And this one's from Tony in Hesperia. Good morning, everyone. Loves offshore tuna fishing, but there are times that you want to do something different. Is the Mission Bell primary location going to be the Coronados? I'd like to add some day trips for yellowtail into the rotation this year.
We're just going to, whatever's best. You know, whether it's, you know, whatever the best opportunity to have a good day of
for
fishing.
For a full day.
For a full day. Yeah. You know, whether it's the Coronado Islands or, you know, we're offshore.
Could be the 9-mile bank. It could be 50 miles out.
Yeah.
Right.
All those things.
Could be kelp patty yellows.
Yeah. Any, you know, just the best opportunity for people to have a good time.
Cool.
Is kind of the plan.
Yeah.
That's a very good goal.
Yeah. And you know, this year we saw that amazing Coronado Island yellowtail fishing. We hope we get that back. And there's certainly some good signal that will be there, but you never know, right?
Yeah. And that's the whole goal, you know, with the Mission Bell. It's so many passengers I've fished with long range fishing, you know, I just want them to know that if family's in town or something like that, and maybe they're not ready to go on a 3 or a 5 day trip, it's like they can come experience the same experience they do on these bigger boats for the day.
We get people so often talk about, hey, I'm wanting to introduce my kids to it. I'm wanting to introduce my family to it. Like, just your nature and personality, and you're the dad of a young son, like, that would just be like the first person I would send somebody if they're wanting to introduce their kid fishing to it. Like, Cameron just has that, you got it, like, especially the introductory part of, whether it be a kid or somebody who's an adult that's getting into it, like.
Yeah, just a safe place, safe,
totally.
Fun, no egos, just a nice experience, but for the pros, you know,
you're going to go mix it up.
We're going to go mix it up.
I love it. One of my favorite things was from way back in the Brian and Sam days, and I think it is even back when they were the Queen, but their quote was like one of my favorite, and they just, you know, obviously, you know, those guys, they work with everybody so closely, and
you know, I think it was Hammond said, we want everybody in the fleet to be successful, and we want everybody in the fleet to catch fish as long as we catch one more. As long as we get one more than everybody else. That's exactly what we're looking for.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, I want everybody to do good as long as I do better by at least one more.
For sure. All right, well, let's jump into those jam-packed phones, Rick.
You got it. How about this time we talk to Dennis? He's calling us from San Diego this morning. Hey, Dennis, welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hello, everybody. Long time no here. Hope everyone's having a good new year. It's starting out good for me. But anyway, I got a question that's been bothering me for the longest time, is when I go out, I see these big, round fish that float on the surface. Some people call them moonfish. Some people call them sunfish. Some people call them opa. How do you catch them, and can you eat them? What's the correct name?
Well, are you talking about the big silver ones that you see floating on the surface that sometimes wave at you, or the killer pink and purple ones? Because I think your description had a couple of fish in there.
Yeah, they're light. They're lighter color. I haven't gotten close enough to see them.
Sunfish.
You know, what the exact color they are. But
give us a rundown on the mola, Cameron.
Sonar breakers. they're just big. Prehistoric,
big, dumb, happy fish.
Yeah, and you know, I think they eat kelp. I don't know if they eat, you know, bait fish and stuff like that, but they're just part of Mother Nature, yeah. Bobbing around. And the last few years, there's been a spawn of these little ones. They're cute. They're like a frying pan size.
Yeah.
And you see them jumping all over the place and stuff like that.
Yeah, I wonder what that. It's some kind of cycle.
It's a cycle.
Yeah.
Sonar breaker or just like heart attack starter when you're burning your eyeballs trying to find a swordfish or a marlin or whatever it is. Like, I mean, just, it's a heart attack. Like, oh, I got one. Never mind. Yeah. We're good. False alarm.
That quick wave.
Yeah for sure.
So you don't actually catch them and eat them?
No.
Yeah, I think it would be pretty mushy because they eat jellyfish.
Yeah, I think,
yeah.
And sailors, all that.
Yeah, and I think they'd be full of stuff.
Because the ones I've seen are huge.
Yeah, there's some big ones out there. Yeah, you said sonar breakers. If you hit them, you could break your sonar.
Yeah, you know, because the sonar sits below the ball. So.
Yeah, not
good. I never
thought
about having to deal with that. Yeah,
Yeah, for sure.
Well, hey, we had
thanks a lot for the call.
Thanks, Dennis. We had a very quick text that said, man, I'm just so happy for you, Cameron. Congratulations. And that was from our buddy John Todd at CalStar.
Oh, great.
John listening this morning. And
nice to hear from
he
John.
Is, we used to do a Pacific Queen CalStar 2-day. You know, old school, leave at night, get home 2 days later at night with CalStar.
Really?
And I've been so spoiled by John. Anytime there's a new jig stick or something that comes out, they magically appear at the tackle shop with my name. So we hope to see him fishing.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Well, if those of you that may have missed yesterday's show, you definitely want to grab that show on the Let's Talk Hookup app or archives on our website, letstalkhookup.com, because we talked a lot about CalStar with Doug Curran, and Doug and Rick visited the CalStar yesterday with the new ownership and
the new
program up there. John's going to be running the show, continuing to run the show, and they're just going to get bigger and better than ever.
Yeah, if you didn't catch it, listen to it. It was a fun show. Like, and if you didn't hear, it's just, it was the best thing that could have ever happened to CalStar. You know, we were all so fearful that somebody's going to buy it and take it overseas, and it wasn't. It's just an enthusiastic person who's from our community who knows the value of the best American-made West Coast rod, and they're just going to keep things the same with the exception of new machinery and new money and new influence. And, hey, John's been building the best rod for the last 20 years. Like, let's make sure he's got the ability to do that better than ever, and that's exactly what it is. And we are so pumped about the future of CalStar.
So,
awesome.
For sure.
Yeah,
it's really good. State-of-the-art rods.
That's it, man.
Yeah, for sure.
Pumped about it. Hey, we're going to continue on with the fun in our catch report. We got a little bonus. Brandon Hayward from Bite Sport Fishing is on the line. What's up, Brandon?
Hey, good morning, guys.
Morning, Brandon.
Good morning.
Hope to hear from you.
Good morning. Yeah, same. Hey, I was listening earlier. Cameron, congrats on the boat, man.
Thank you.
That's exciting. And I worked with Cameron on the Queen in what I think was 2004, great big albacore, and you were probably in your teens or something then, man.
Yeah, I was still in high school.
Wow!
fun times and a fun season.
Where was that? Was that here?
Fish cutting.
2004?
Yeah,
on the Queen.
2004. Four on the Pacific Queen. Yeah.
I could never go to Morro Bay because it was October, so I had to go to school. I begged my mom, but it wasn't allowed.
Not going to happen.
You guys have a few late nights at the fillet table?
Go ahead, Kim.
Oh, no, I just was concurring with the late nights on that fillet table.
Wild. Different times. I remember that year was giant albacore, and in the fall we got some big eye. That was really fun.
Yeah, that was cool.
Anyways, I was just calling with a little self-fulfilling call here. We're starting our winter program. You know, we run year-round, and I feel like the small boat charter fleet has kind of done a good job of pricing a lot of people out as costs have gone up, and small boats have mirrored the pricing of a sport boat. But in building that MexiCat, costs less to operate, and I'm offering the same pricing as when I first started season one.
Wow.
So if anyone wants to come over to Catalina, we're doing two types of trips, an early morning trip, strictly sea bass, and then an afternoon combo trip where we do the sea bass thing and we do the lobster thing. Sorry, I'm on the train right now. So if anyone wants to jump that, reach out. I'm easy to find. Our first trip we went over there, it wasn't the greatest lobstering. It was the full moon, and I hadn't done it at all this year, so it took us a little while to get on them and find the right depth. I felt like if I went back the next night, I would have had a good trip, okay?
Wow, that sounds good. And yesterday on Let's Talk Hook Up, if you, again, you got to hear the archive of the show from Mark Wish's report, sea bass are biting.
There was good fishing there that was kept under wraps in December, and there's some fish around now. The water there is plenty warm enough and good, whereas the coast is kind of frozen at that 54, 56, like that. It's 59 over there.
Ooh.
And stable. Stability is the big thing. You can get bit in 58 if it's stable for a couple weeks and all that. So, yeah, I think we have a chance there, and it's a trip that's more than half the price of what I usually charge for, like, a full day trip. You know?
So how much would that be, Brandon?
It's $390, and we're open on the 26th, which is next Sunday, and the 31st, which is the 31st, which is a Friday, excuse me.
Friday and a Monday, the 31st. And so this would be, so explain the trip again. For $390 per person, right? And how many people max?
Yep. We take four.
Okay.
We take four, and I run it kind of like a double three-quarter day, I guess. We leave very early in the morning. Fish sea bass, we come back around 2, unload the people, and then the afternoon group gets on, and we do the sea bass thing into the dark and get back around midnight. So
wow.
If you don't want to do lobster, you come out early in the morning. If you want the combo, you come out, you know, 3 o'clock. We do it like that.
You do sea bass. You do fishing, sea bass, and lobster. And where are you leaving from?
We're leaving from Long Beach. It's the closest place to the island, so it helps on fuel costs and all that other stuff. And when people book their trips, I'll drop them a pin where to meet us in Long Beach and how that program goes.
Sweet. So how does one book a trip?
Yeah. You can just give me a call, 949-212-0719. And I still lean very hard on the Instagrams for booking. So if you jump on our Instagram site, you can DM me or check out pictures and all that jazz, okay?
Yeah, okay. What's the Instagram?
Bite_sportfishing. And the trips for January are the 26th, which is next Sunday, a week from today, and Friday the 31st, okay?
And Bite Sport Fishing is B-I-G-H-T for the Southern California
Bite.
Yeah, like
the Southern California Bite, or the Capistrano Bite.
There it is.
Gotcha, Brandon. And all right. Well, thanks for that. I appreciate that. Good luck with those trips. It sounds like super fun. I've done it with Brandon. The lobster sea bass thing is so much fun.
It's a fun way to break up our winter. And the price is right.
Yeah, it is. $390, and that MexiCat is cool.
Yeah, that's a great
ride.
That's
a sweet ride. Did you see that thing?
Yeah,
it's a sweet ride and nice catamaran, twin screw. It's
nice.
Yeah.
It's definitely not the most beautiful boat on the water, but it's definitely the most functional boat on the water.
I would say absolutely for sure.
Smart move.
Yep. Yeah. Thanks, Brandon. Yep. Nice to hear from you.
All right. Thanks. Congrats again.
Bite Sport Fishing. Yeah, so cool.
All right. Hey, I had a great text come through from Kaylee in Chula Vista. Cameron, what's the best all-around quiver of rods someone should have to be prepared for all things on a full-day trip?
Man, it's so different with the bluefin. You know, before you could just go fishing with your 30-pound fly line set up. But I would say a 30-pound fly line rod, 40, 50 pounds, something you could either fish rockfish with or yo-yo jig. Would be your safest bet for sure.
Okay.
So you can fly line, fish heavy, and
Of course, if it's the bigger bluefin, then it's 80-pound and stuff like that. But
now last year at the Coronado Islands, that yellow was big.
It was.
And there were lots of hungry sea lions on it.
Yeah.
So you put 20 pound in the water, you had a very slim chance of catching that fish.
It's hard.
Versus you put 30 pound. Of course, you got bit better, but you put 30 pound in, you had a lot better chance.
That's the ultimate debate. You know, someone hooks it on 20 pound and they're like, well, I'm getting bites. It's like, bites are great.
Yeah.
But, you know, how many?
You're only halfway there.
You're only halfway there. Yeah. You know, I'd rather...
And the heartbreak is watching that sea lion grab your fish right under the boat. They're so smart.
Yeah, they wait. They let you get tired, and then they get
it. And they sit, like, right under the boat just waiting for the gap to come out. And I think they see the shine in the gap or something. I don't know.
They're so smart.
They are so smart.
You know, the thing that we have going for us in this day and age is, like, the information is just so good and so fast. And, you know, I know how good you are about social media and updates and things like that. And, you know, some of your colleagues, it's the same thing. When there's a need for a change of gear, or even just a wrap up on the day, like, you know, you're so quick, and I know Mission Bell has a social media follow that you can, you know, if the need of having a bass rod arises, you're going to put that info out there,
100%.
Or heavier or lighter tackle or wherever it may be.
Yeah, if we're making the switch from, you know, the islands to going to offshore, it's like, okay, this is, you know, this quiver.
And how do we follow? Where will where would you say is the best place to follow with updates on?
It'll
Mission
be
Bell?
Instagram. Okay. It'll be Mission Bell Sport Fishing.
Perfect.
All right. You don't do Facebook or anything. Just straight Instagram.
We're getting it all switched over.
Getting all switched over. Okay. All right. Very good. Hey, while supplies last, pick up your copy of the 2025 CCA Sport Fishing Calendar at Fisherman's Landing, Seaforth Landing, Dana Landing, and your favorite tackle shop. By supporting CCA, you're working to protect the rights of all California anglers. And there's one line open you want to get through, 833-288-0973. Let's jump into the phone.
Sam in Irvine, you're up next on Let's Talk Hookup. Good morning, Sam.
Good morning. Great show. You know, I have got to say I've never been on the Mission Bell, but I Googled it up, and it's a nice-looking boat. I usually do the other boats, you know, out of Seaforth and Fisherman's Land. I look forward to going on the boat. I did go out on the Mexicat cruising, the Coronado. There's a lot there. Cameron, are you going to be skippering the boat? I kind of heard that someone else is going to be doing it as well.
It's going to be me.
On the islands?
It'll be me for the most part, and, you know, Steve wants to pick a few days, and then Tony also is going to drive the boat a little bit. Cool. He's been on the Mission Bell as long as Steve.
Yeah.
But primarily, it's going to be me.
That's cool. And it's such, I mean, I remember fishing the Mission Bell at the Coronado Islands with Joel Ralston. That's how old I am, right? And it's just a classic ride.
It's just classic.
Yeah.
It's like the epitome of a Southern California local sport boat.
Yeah. It's super comfortable. I never knew that it was steel, though.
Yeah, I had no idea it was, the house was plywood glass.
Plywood glass.
Yeah.
So that's nice because it's not, that keeps it real stable.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that combination of the two.
Yeah, we cut a little bit of the hull out, you know, putting a new transducer in, and it's 3/8 thick steel.
Holy mackerel.
Yeah.
That's great.
Yeah.
It is a tank.
And I would imagine it's in super good shape.
It is. Steve's done an awesome job of every year just, you know, addressing what needs to be addressed and taking it the extra step to make it that much better.
That's awesome. Yeah.
And she cruises pretty much like all the other boats speed-wise?
Yeah, it's the same, you know. You could kick it up and run hard when you need to, but... Yeah. 9.5-10 knots is kind of
the standard.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Yeah. All you need.
And a big, very comfortable
galley. I'm looking forward to it this year, for sure.
All right. Well, jump aboard. And to book a trip, Cameron, how do we do it?
So Point Loma Sport Fishing is going to be the best avenue. For charters and stuff like that, you can call me personally, or you can book through the landing.
Yeah. So you are going to do charters?
Yeah, charters are for sure.
Yeah,
you know,
and that'll book through you. You can book it on the Point Loma Sport Fishing website.
You can call the office and deal with them, or you can call me personally, and we'll get you squared away.
Mission Bell Mafia still have a home on the Mission Bell.
Yeah, right. I introduced myself to Reggie not that long ago, and we're gonna work on a few dates, and I think that's one Steve might try to
be there for. Well, you should be a passenger on that one. You know, finally get to mix it up with the boys.
Yeah, no, I'm gonna work deck. Let's do this.
Love it. That's cool. Well, hey, it's time to find out what's going on the water. It's time for our FishDope.com report by the Angler's Realtor, Yusef Hussaini. Today, that catch report is sponsored by the Fish Pros at Fisherman's Processing in San Diego, where you get a premier processing experience. Check out the easier online system to book your processing for your long-range trips.
With more team members, Fisherman's Processing stays ahead of the rest, more same-day capacity, and the finest customer service. Stop by their location in Old Town on Taylor Street or check fishermansprocessing.com and be sure to make that reservation today. We've got our fishdope.com reporter, Yusuf, standing by. Good morning, Yusuf.
Hey, guys. How we doing today?
Great.
Good morning.
What's going on?
Oh, not a lot. We still got some really good winter fishing here up off the island. The halibut bite is still going pretty well. As Brandon said, the sea bass have been showing up. It's been a little bit of a quiet deal here since December, but now some of the commercial guys are up on it, and it's been biting good from what we're hearing. We'll start up in Santa Cruz. Santa Cruz is still biting pretty good, too. They've got halibut up there, 50 to 65 feet of water, like 8 to 15-pound halibut. Same thing with up by Santa Monica Bay. There is some heavy smoke conditions up there from the artificial reefs up. Santa Monica Bay still has some pretty decent sand bass fishing, along with some sculpin and whitefish. From Palo Verde down to Long Beach, same game, halibut in 50 to 100 feet of water. The sea bass are up in there too, right off of the hard bottom. You want to look for some structure and fish the hard bottom near the structure where you're going to get picked up. Best bet is going to be on some live squid, just like they've been doing, really long leaders. Catalina's the name of the game. The sea bass and halibut up there are biting really well, just like I was talking about. Mainly on the backside, but there are fish in the normal spots at Eagle Rock, Pedestal, and Sentinel. And in Cat Harbor, we still got those same bonita on the front side from sand dumps to condos. If you want to go out and take the kids and catch some little ones. Down below, the offshore boats are really doing some work on these bluefin that just showed up. I guess not doing some work, but finding them. And we should see some pretty interesting local bluefin fishing here soon, you know, within 60 to 80 miles.
So cool.
Upper 500, 238, 1140 area.
Yeah, it's cool. You know, Max, the new owner of the Pacific Voyager out of C4 Sportfish, is going to run a two-day trip, I think, next week.
Next week.
Yeah, right? And go down there and try and find those bluefin. Hopefully they bite, right, Cameron?
I hope so.
Yeah.
It's good weather, cool. So it's...
Yeah, it's perfect weather for it. Yeah.
Well, that's what I heard. I heard, I know Ollie bumped into him on the way down. He's on a long trip right now. He's down, I think, like Aubrey Ojos or something, but he took his new cat down, all aluminum cat, like a 44-footer, and they've been basically touring the coast, and now they're up into Baja.
Wow.
Awesome.
And he bumped into them on the way down there.
That's cool.
There's pretty big schools.
Did they bite for them?
I don't think so. I think they kept going. They were
I think they had, yeah, they're trying to get that boat south.
Otherwise.
Yeah.
Yeah,
gotcha.
Exactly.
Well, what's going on in the real estate world right now, Yusuf?
Real estate world is really picking up. People are starting to move. I think after this inauguration here, you're really going to see the market pick up. And there's a lot more things coming on the market now, so there's options again. You're not having to pick through the same stuff. And some of the listings that weren't moving are actually getting up and moving. We're getting offers and making things happen again.
All right. Well, if somebody wants that Angler's Realtor, wants to know more about the real estate game here in Southern California, how do we find you, Yusuf?
Give me a call on my cell phone, 619-277-2169. You can get me on social media at Cal Realty. Get me on my website at sportsmansrealty.com. Or if you want just a home evaluation with nobody bothering you, you can go to SoCalHomeEval.com, and we'll get that right over to you.
All right. Free home eval at SoCalHomeEval.com. No strings attached. So you just do it. You know what your home's worth.
Yeah, it's killer. You literally just punch in your address.
I won't haunt
you. You know, we've been following it. You know, you just punch in your address, and it just gives you a full update, you know, exactly what it's worth based on comps in your area and everything else. And you don't get any spam email from it.
Nothing.
It's a really cool service and a great checkout for sure.
Yeah. Thanks, Yusuf. Appreciate that. We'll talk to you next Sunday.
Take care, guys.
Appreciate it very much. Hey, that report sponsored by Terrafin Sea Surface Temperature Charge. Focus your fishing on the most productive areas by using Terrafin Sea Surface Temperature, chlorophyll, currents, and more. With Terrafin Mobile, you can access all your charts on your phone or any mobile device. Check Terrafin.com for more info.
Hey, I want to mention next weekend is a couple of great weekends. I'll be traveling. My wife and I are going on a trip to Chile, down to Patagonia side of Chile there, and do a little field research and fly fishing. And,
a lot of field research.
Yeah, a little brown trout action and some hiking and stuff like that. But Ricky and Corey will be here next Saturday with Captain Jim Hughes from the Cortez, the man.
Rambo
is going to be here. That's his annual visit. And, you know, he usually comes bearing a two-day trip giveaway. So, yeah, you be aware of that. Next Saturday, that's him. And then next Sunday, Captain Taro Takeuchi from the Liberty will be here. So, great week. Weekend of shows with Rick and Corey next Saturday and Sunday right here on Let's Talk Hook Up on the app, on YouTube and Facebook, and 97.3 The Fan.
Yeah, no doubt. When we come back, we got a lot more with Captain Cameron. You stay tuned. It's Let's Talk Hook Up, Southern California Sport Fishing Voice on the Let's Talk Hook Up app, Facebook and YouTube Live, and 97.3 The Fan.
Hi, this is Christy Wheeler with Dawson & Associates Insurance, your full-service agency specializing in boat insurance, including charter, commercial, and personal use boats, business insurance, and travel insurance. We work hard to get you the most coverage for the best prices and guarantee the lowest rates available on all the travel plans we offer. So give us a call today at Dawson & Associates Insurance at 619-460-5615 for a free quote today.
Long range fishing, nothing beats Shimano. Hi, this is Doug Kern from Fisherman's Landing Tackle, the saltwater tackle professionals. Come check out the Shimano Talica, the pinnacle of lever drag two-speed reels. The Talica features Shimano's Hagani body when throwing jigs. The Shimano Trinidad is your top choice. With the extreme cranking power and Shimano Super Free Spool provides extreme castability, you'll be able to put your jig in the Wahoo Zone. For all your Shimano needs, visit us at Fisherman's Landing Tackle at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.
Inside information is everything when it comes to catching fish in Southern California. You need a code group to connect with what's happening on the water. FishDope.com is your code group. Inside information available at your fingertips 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. FishDope.com really does help you catch more fish and burn less fuel. FishDope.com is the only fish finding service with a spotter plane, along with a crew of top anglers on the water almost every day that report actual locations and catches. They become your code group. You get daily catch reports from point conception to San Quintin, 365 days a year. FishDope.com has online planning tools, temperature and chlorophyll charts, hot bite icons, and more. Take it from me, if you don't have FishDope.com, you're not part of the in-the-know crowd. Membership is affordable and good for an entire year. Plus, use the special code and save $30 on a new FishDope.com membership. Check it out today. FishDope.com. Catch more fish, burn less fuel.
This is Captain Tim Ekstrom from the long-range vessel Royal Star. With my partners Randy Toussaint and Brian Sims, we have set the bar for the long-range fishing experience. Spring 8-day, summer 5-day, or fly-down, fly-back 11-day winter trip, we deliver the highest quality long-range voyage you will find. From our premium RSW fish storage to our top-of-the-line chefs and crew, Royal Star distinguishes itself from all others. Want to grab a spot on the Royal Star? Check us out at RoyalStarSportFishing.com or call Tracy at 619-224-4764.
If there's one thing we like, it's choices. And your San Diego County Ford dealers is the place to start. With a full lineup of vehicles and available powertrains, get your ideal combination of power and capability with gas, hybrid, or all electric. But more important than the power you choose is what you choose to do with it. Visit your San Diego County Ford dealers today. They'll be glad to hook you up.
Right, welcome back to Let's Talk Hook Up. Having a great time here this morning, talking fishing. So much great info today, and boy, we're certainly excited to have everybody joining us on the phones. It's been a very busy morning this morning, but again, we just mentioned that we lost one during the break, so a great opportunity to get through. If you want to talk to Cameron from the Mission Bell, 833-288-0973 is available right now.
Oh, okay, well, hey, let's jump back in the phones.
You got it, man. How about this time? We talked to Ben, who's calling us from Chula Vista this morning on line 6. Good morning, or on line 5. Excuse me. Good morning, Ben. Welcome to Let's Talk Hook Up.
Morning, guys. How you doing?
Great. Good morning.
Hey, just wondering if there's going to be any major changes to the boat this year, and who's going to be cooking on the boat. Any changes to, like, you know, deck handing, and what's maybe the single thing a person can do to, like, be successful you know, out there.
So the galley's going to be completely new. Same seating arrangements and stuff like that, but just, you know, recessed lighting and carpeting and new vinyl flooring. And
cool.
It's an update. It's needed. Karen's talked about cooking a few days. She's, you know, it's kind of a package, her and Steve. And I haven't met the other...
Karen's the current chef on the boat.
Yeah, her and Steve are like, you know, they're a team. They're a package. And then there's going to be some new faces for sure, but we've painted the boat. We've put new lettering, new vinyl on. The rails are done. Galley, that's probably what you'll see from the eye. And I think for a good trip, you know, just the right attitude is huge. Listen to the crew and just be a sponge.
There again, like, you come from a lifetime lineage of, like, being on boats that were just taken care of, again, to the highest level. Like, you never look at Vagabond or you never look at the Angler and not see, like, I mean, even when those boats are as far away from boat work as they've been, you know, at the end of the season, they all still look great. Like, and I just know that the pedigree you've, you know, grown up with is that same attitude.
Yeah, and I love it. I love boat work. I'm into it. Plumbing, painting, whatever it is.
You've been doing it since you were a kid.
And it's just, you know, it's my hobby, you know, boats.
Yeah.
And so it's like when somebody walks on the boat, I want, you know, like, whoa, this is...
You want that first impression.
Yeah, this is nice and clean and all of those things. So.
That's cool. I love it. Hey, we had a great text come through. It says, good morning, guys. What an awesome show. I love hearing the starts from On the Captains. I'd love to ask Cameron some lobster questions. What's the biggest lobster you've ever caught locally? What's your best score in a day? And what's your personal best fish from our local area? That's all from Jason in San Diego.
Ooh, personal. Biggest lobster, probably a 7.5-pounder.
Ooh, that's a big one.
Big one.
Now, do you get more for those, or...
Not really, no. I mean, there's some if you want to chase local markets and stuff, but for the most part, it's the same.
Because the Asian market likes big ones.
Yeah, you know, when they ship overseas, the lobster is kind of like, I'm trying to think of the right word. You know, it's status.
Mm-hmm. Ah.
So if your daughter gets married and you serve California spiny lobster, it's like, whoa.
That's the deal.
Yeah. Okay, so let me ask you this question. So, you know, everybody's always like... East Coast lobster, New England lobster, the claws.
Yeah.
Why isn't that a prize like the California spiny and the New Zealand spiny lobster and the California spiny lobster are both like the prize of Asia?
You know, I'm not a super chef, but in the culinary world, they, you know, ours are the most desirable. Whether it's there's less of them and it's kind of a commodity.
I was told there was a cultural thing because of the claws.
Yeah, claws is a thing for sure.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, no crabs or anything like that. They like the lobster.
Yeah, lobster is pretty much the only thing, you know, that gets shipped overseas.
Yeah. How much of your catch gets shipped overseas? What percentage would you say?
You know, 10 years ago, it was 100%.
100%.
Wow.
And it was always kind of a weird thing because here's this beautiful fishery with lobster, and this truck would come down from L.A. and drive them up, and they'd go on passenger flights overseas. And then COVID happened, and it was like no shipping.
Oh.
And we've been able to create, like, you know, Mitch from Mitch's, John's brother, he said, we can sell these things. We can do this locally.
Absolutely.
And I would say close to half of what I catch now stays here local.
That's right.
And it's awesome.
Close to half.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah, it's fun.
Mitch has a great lobster dinner, lobster lunch.
That's how we eat lobster.
Yeah, it's so good.
I bring a couple in, and I just trade Rodrigo for a couple lobster plates and bring them home. It's the best.
Yeah.
That's rad.
Really good. And reasonably priced, too.
It, you know, for...
For lobster?
Yeah, for, you know, the few of us at the end of the dock fishing lobster, it's anyone that's in fishing for money, it's not a thing. It's because we love it. And it's fun to see people eating lobster up there, and then we're wheeling them up, and it creates the buzz and stuff. And that's why we do it.
That's good that the domestic market is strong again.
It's strong, yeah. The Padres are going to order 40 lobsters here. They're doing big players.
Hey, that's
stuff.
Cool.
Yeah.
No kidding.
Yeah, it's cool.
And
that's cool.
Can you buy your lobster at Tunaville?
Yeah.
That's cool.
So it's real hard for us to sell lobster off the boat, to walk down, and it's paperwork and certified scales and stuff, and that's kind of a big part of why we created Tunaville, because you could just walk over there and buy lobster from us.
That's cool. Awesome. And I know Randy sells a lot of his lobsters to Point Loma Seafoods.
Yeah.
Point Loma Seafoods sells those.
Yeah, anyone locally that we can, you know, get our product to, that's the goal.
Yeah, for sure. Hey, Jeff in Mission Viejo says, great show today. Fish Cameron last year on the Vagabond, and he stayed late and got back late. Great trip. Are you strictly open party, or will you take charters?
We
already discussed that.
Yeah, we'll do charters.
Yeah. So how do you book a charter?
So you can call Point Loma Sport Fishing and book through there.
Okay.
And they'll set you up, or you can call me directly, and that's 619-693-2676.
So is it an open book right now, wide open charter opportunities?
Yeah, we've just got everything situated.
So Mission Bay Mafia hasn't Mission Bell Mafia haven't taken every boat, every trip yet?
Not yet.
Not yet.
She doesn't have,
so
like,
you better get on.
Yeah,
better get on it then.
It's coming. Yeah, I would call soon, because we're going to do the PCS show and be up there. And
I think a lot of dates are probably going to get gobbled up.
Yeah.
Rad boat, and you got the right, you know, you got the right guy behind the wheel. Like, I would think if you want one, if you're listening to this and want to do a charter, I would probably try to sneak in before PCS show, because I'll bet a lot's going to get gobbled up then.
Yeah.
You're going to be up at PCS show?
We are, yeah.
Okay, great.
Yeah, we'll be hanging out in the Point Loma booth.
In the Point Loma booth.
Yeah.
Okay, great.
Speaking of charters, I thought this one was very fitting, if I could slide it in there, and it was a... It was from Tony. He says, hey, everybody I know loves fishing offshore, but my favorite thing in the world is to fish yellowtail to Coronal Islands. If it's during offshore tuna season, but we charter the boat, is it still possible to go to the islands and target yellowtail?
Absolutely. Yeah.
Do what you want, right?
Do what you want.
It's your charter.
Your charter, as long as you have passports.
Yeah. That's the key. Coronado Islands, you must have passport or passport card.
Valid.
Yeah. Valid. That's very important.
That's very important.
Would be, if it's got a week left on it, it's okay.
Yeah, it's not like flying.
It's not like flying. Because flying, it's a lot of countries are either 3 or 6 months.
Correct.
Yeah. So as long as it's a valid current passport.
Yeah, but you charter the boat. We'll do whatever you want to do.
That's it. Your trip.
There you go.
I love it.
Yeah. So this is an important question I want to answer, because this came up a few weeks ago and we talked about it before. But no name, no phone number, so no trip for you. a couple of shows ago, you talked about bringing back U.S. limits of reds from Mexico. Did you get an answer? Yes, I did. I talked to the man himself, the head guy for Department of Fish and Wildlife, who we heard here on the show. And he said, yes, with temporary importation permit filled out, you can bring back full Mexican limits of reds back into California waters, which would be 5 per person.
Yes.
Yeah. So there was somebody that posted, oh, you can only bring back California limits. That's totally untrue. Don't believe everything you read online. That's the most important thing you need to understand.
That's it, boy.
Yeah. That's it.
No truer words ever spoken.
Yeah.
Well, this was a fun one. Good morning, Pete, Rick, and Cameron. Cameron, congratulations on the purchase of the Mission Bell. You've had the fortune for coming up with some of the greats in our fleet. I can't wait to see you mix it up with Booger and Taro. We hope you can come do a seminar for the San Diego Rod and Reel Club later this year.
We're going to set it up.
That's cool.
We'll set it up, Dwayne.
All right. That's cool. Let's jump back on the phone.
You got it. This time we're going to talk to John, and John's calling us from San Diego this morning. Good morning, John. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Good morning, guys, and congratulations, Captain Cam.
Thank you.
I'm wondering if you might have any tips or techniques to help catch bluefin at the Coronados.
That's
luck. You got to have a little bit of luck. And sticking with your guns as far as line size. You know, maybe if you haven't gotten a bite and you've been fishing 30-pound and common sense has dropped down in line, but you want to capitalize when you do get the bite. And I would say 30-pound, small piece of fluorocarbon. I'm a big fan of mono with a, 3-foot piece of fluorocarbon on it.
On top. How much mono?
I'm a 50-yarder. I like mono.
Yeah.
I am for it.
Why do you like mono?
It's user-friendly.
Yeah.
Yeah, Spectra, short top shots, more stealthy, absolutely. But, you know, for the average fisherman or above-average fisherman, it's just friendly. It's easy to use. You can cast. You're not worried about knots. You have stretch, and it's strong.
Yeah, it lays in the water real nice when you've got 40 lines back there and everything's mono, everything goes. And
if a tangle happens, you know your heart's not broken if you got to cut and retie.
Totally, yeah.
It's not a big deal.
50 feet's a nice amount, so you're going to get a good cast out of it, but, you know, 1/4-pound spool of line is going to last you the whole season, and you can change your top shot every trip if you want, so you're always fishing a nice, fresh line.
Totally, and you know, Spectra's great for the right situation and the right angler and stuff like that, but... We see a lot of times, you know, it's they get their Spectra and they're fishing these short top shots, and it's hard, you know, casting knots and all of that.
For sure.
Well said.
All right. Hey, let's jump back in the phones. Thanks a lot for the call.
Mike calling from Phoenix this morning on line number 3. Mike, good morning. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Good morning. My question is for Cameron. Cameron, what trip are you going to run mostly? Is it going to be like a 5 to 5 or more typical three-quarter day?
So we're going to be 5:30 to 5 on schedule, but, you know, we'll have two licenses on board. So might get in at 6:30.
Gotcha.
You know, it could be 8 o'clock.
Okay. 5:30 so when you come in.
Well, yeah.
That's kind of what but I was hoping.
The schedule is 5:30 a.m. to 5 p.m.
Correct.
But you can stay late if you need to do the
job. I'm pretty good at that.
That's cool. Hey, Mike, nice to hear from you from Phoenix, listening to us on the Let's Talk Hookup app. Appreciate that very much. And Isabella from San Diego says, good morning, happy Sunday. How common has it become for white sea bass to show up at the Coronado Islands?
They've always been there.
Have they?
I mean, as long as I can remember in the stories and, you know, hearing the anchor jobs and in Smuggler's Cove and stuff like that, you know, guys have caught sea bass forever. The average big catch, it's not very common, but they're there. Those guys dive and see them a lot.
They see them. Yeah. And so if you're there at the right time and the right place, you may
get
lucky.
Yeah, and absolutely.
Yeah. But it's not a common place. It's not, say, as common as you find something at Catalina or something like that. You can't really target them like you can at Catalina or San Clemente Island.
For sure.
Yeah. But you could get lucky.
And there's a lot of squid around this year. You know, there's squid all the way down to the border.
Really?
Which we haven't seen in a little bit.
When you're out lobster fishing, are you seeing it?
I don't see it as much where I fish, but I know some of the guys down in Imperial Beach and stuff, they'll pull a trap and it's, you know, wedged with squid eggs.
No kidding.
Yeah.
Wow.
Bad sign for lobster fishing, but
is that a deterrent for lobster if you're in an area that's got a lot of squid eggs?
Yeah. It seems like once the traps fill up,
it carpets the bottom.
Yeah.
Yeah. They're not crawling through
No,
it.
They just stay in their caves.
Have you figured out how to get a lobster to crawl out of his cave yet?
Out of bait.
Good bait cures all.
Yeah.
Does fresh bait make a difference?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know there's a big difference in fishing, you know, like hoop netters. You know, now there's not sardine at the receiver, but it's the ultimate. A fresh sardine, mush, chud. Nothing yet.
I think it's not a secret anymore.
How critical is where you put your trap on the ground? You know what I mean? Like, does good bait cover enough that they're going to come find you and they're going to crawl and get to you? Or like, pretty precision, like, that thing lives on this stone and I got to land right on top of it. Like, do you see much of a difference?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
You know, you can generally put a trap anywhere in the kelp bed or somewhere like that and see color, a lot of lobster, shorts, and stuff like that, but there's certain ledges and, you know, caves and holes and stuff where it's a big difference of it. You know, catching one legal or maybe catching five legal in a trap.
Sure.
All right. Hey, interesting quick note here from one of our listeners. Again, no trip for you, no phone number, no name. So the Mola Mola sunfish is one of the most interesting fish in our water. They are the largest bony fish in the world. Didn't know that.
I didn't know that.
There are several different species worldwide. The Monterey Bay Aquarium has them in their large open ocean tank. And I didn't know that either.
Yeah,
I haven't been up there in a long time. Yeah, that's the largest bony fish in the world.
That's pretty wild.
Yeah, pretty wild.
Hey, I had another fun text. It says, great to hear Captain Cameron. I go on 10 to 12 trips a year, and fishing with Cameron on the stern of the Vagabond is one of my most memorable experiences. With your experience on the Angler, the San Diego, the Vagabond, three of the best boats that have some of the most loyal followings, I was wondering what in your mind you were going to do to provide that same style of following. That's from DJ in San Diego. Can't wait to come fishing with you, Captain Cam.
Mr. Board. You know, I think everyone that's fished with me, it's just going to be the same thing, same caliber of what you see on the Vagabond or American Angler. Friendly faces, similar faces, good attitudes, and just people that want to have a good time. That's going to be, you know, the family. Brian always preached the family, and it's, you know, American Angler, I haven't worked there in 8 or 9 years and still go to every Christmas party. You know, Tara, all the alumni, it's still family.
Wow.
That's awesome.
You know, now we just have kids, so it's a little different. But
do the kids get to come to the party?
Are you kidding me? Auntie Lori, there's presents.
Yeah, for sure. And speaking of which, Lori, Ray, and Brian will be in here while I'm gone with you guys coming up the beginning of of February. So watch for that. Let's talk hook up with the entire angler crew.
That's such a fun trip. It's such a fun show, man. I can't wait.
Yeah. Cool. Lots of good shows coming up while I'm gone.
Yeah, no doubt.
For sure. Hey, let's jump back in the phones, Rick.
All right, you got it. Let's talk to Jim. Jim's calling from National City this morning. Good morning, Jim. Welcome. Let's talk hook up.
Hey, good morning, guys. I first encountered Cameron way back there when he was on the American Angler, and then later when he was the second ticket on the San Diego. So I fished a couple of different times with Cameron, and we are so fortunate to have this guy take over the Mission Bell. We all know how great Steve was, and Cameron is in that same vein.
Yeah.
I mean, he is not a businessman. Cameron is a fisherman. And I mean, he's a businessman, but this guy loves fishing, and we are so fortunate to get him on the Mission Bell. I love that boat. You know, we know how solid the San Diego is, and for me, the best-kept secret was the Mission Bell, because I was able to get on there. And, it's been a great boat for me for the last few years. And, you know, I've mentioned on your show several times the quality of that one-day fishing trip out of San Diego, I think, is impeccable, just awesome. It's and we're great to have Cameron. I encountered you down on the American Angler first and then on the San Diego, Cameron.
I remember.
You know, I met him years later on the San Diego, and the guy still remembered my name. And, you know, that's part of the training from Brian down there on the American Angler and Booger also on, you know, when you come on their boat, he wants all their help, all their deckhands, all their second tickets to remember your name. And, well, anyway, Cameron, I feel very fortunate. I'll see you on many trips on the Mission Bell. And one other thing I wanted to mention, Pete, I booked that trip on the Liberty, that 2 day on the 20th, July.
July 20th on the Liberty. Yeah, it's at fishermanslanding.com right now. It's up.
You know, Big Jim, people not being able to forget your name isn't always a great thing. You know what I mean? It might be, oh, there's that damn
Big Jim. Brian Tiahara is the master, man. I remember last year when we were up at Katmai Lodge with Brian and Viola. He knew everybody's name on the staff and in the group and everything, like in the first day.
It was long.
I've been fishing up there for years. I don't know anybody's name, right?
It was law on the Angler. You had one day.
Yeah.
And I remember
part of the deal.
We had a tangle. I was pretty new to the boat, and he goes, "Who lost their fish?" And I was like, "Oh, you know, I think it was Mike.
That guy over there." Yeah.
He goes, "There's no Mike's on the boat." And from that point on, it was like he would test you.
Yeah.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
You had to know.
What a sign of respect for your people. You know, I love that. I think that's so cool.
Yeah, it's really good. Hey, Jim, nice to hear from you, and look forward to many trips seeing you on the Mission Bell for sure. Dave in Anaheim says, are you doing open party and private charters, and how many anglers on the Mission Bell? We talked about that already, but when you do an open party, you're going to do 30. But what about, what's a perfect number on the Mission Bell for a charter?
30.
Whatever. 30?
It could be 10. It could, you know, whatever.
Okay, whatever you want.
Yeah, you know, all groups are different. You know, sometimes you fish with 10 guys, it's kind of boring. You fish with 15 or 20, now it's, you know, it's mix up.
I think you could legitimately put double that amount of people on that boat and still be fine.
Yeah, we're COI'd for 50.
That's what I'm saying. Like, 30 people on that boat is extremely comfortable. So, I mean, which I think was a great move. So even at full max load, you're going to have a very comfortable day, plenty of room at the rail, plenty of room for your gear. Like, I thought that was a great move.
Yeah. You know, the stern's huge.
Yeah.
It is just really big, open.
What is the
20?
It's 20?
Yeah. So it's
20 by 65.
Yeah, so it's square.
Wow.
In a sense, yeah.
Yeah.
You know.
That's great.
But that's that big steel rig, right?
Yeah.
That's why it rides so solid.
Yeah.
Yeah. Pretty impressive.
Speaking of the boat, this was a quick text. It says, hey, I'm very curious how many scoops of bait your bait tanks hold, and what's the general cost to get to come fishing with you this year?
You know, I think we're 70 scoops aside. I haven't even scooped. I haven't been on the boat since I was 14, so we got a little... There's some things we got to figure out.
Yeah,
you know?
Figure it out.
I love it. Well, as you can hear, we got more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way on the Let's Talk Hookup app on the Facebook and YouTube live at 97.3 The Fan, including finding out who's going fishing with Cameron. You stay tuned. More Let's Talk Hookup coming your way.
Hey everyone, James Holst here with Norris Lithium, the official battery partner of Let's Talk Hookup. Here at Norris Lithium, we have two goals that drive who we are and what we do. The first is to make the highest quality, longest lasting lithium batteries available with a complete lineup of batteries that include 12, 24, 36 volt and starting batteries. Second, in addition to offering a 10-year warranty on all Norris Lithium marine batteries, we provide amazing customer service before and after the sale. Check us out online at norslithium.com, that's norsklithium.com, or call us at 831-232-9063. Or to see Norris Lithium batteries in person, stop by the Trolling Motor Doctor in Lakewood or Anglers Marine in Anaheim and see why Norris Lithium batteries should be in your boat.
No matter where the adventure takes you, we've got you powered. Norris Lithium.
This is Bob Hoos at Costa Sunglasses. Visual signs are a critical part of my fishing program, from bay bass to bluefin. I wear Costas to see what's out there. Costas are built with advanced polarization technology with our 580 lens, designed to cut through the sun's glare while providing enhanced color to see more fish. Costa was founded by a group of anglers wanting a high-performance lens for every fishing application. Costa has a West Coast-style frame and lens for your adventures. Costa Sunglasses.
Hello, this is Captain Mike Totter from Surge of Sport Fishing. Alongside my colleague, Chef Josh Evans, and our dedicated team, we invite you to join us aboard the Searcher. Our fishing trips range from a day and a half to 8 days, available May through November, and include charter options. We're committed to upholding a legacy of top-notch customer service, delicious food, and a friendly and talented crew. Book your fishing adventure online at searchersportfishing.com or call Rachel at 619-226-2403. That's searchersportfishing.com. Look forward to welcoming you aboard.
Get ready for the most exciting outdoor show of the year, the giant 15th annual Pacific Coast Sport Fishing Fishing Tackle Boat and Travel Show, March 6th to the 9th at the OC Fair and Event Center in Costa Mesa. Check out hundreds of sport fishing exhibitors, manufacturers, tackle dealers, fishing boats, and fishing resorts taking up all seven halls at the fairgrounds, 217,000 square feet, plus fantastic seminars and free kids' trout pond. Backed by popular demand, the PCS show also has freshwater to cover bass and trout. Learn from some of the top names in the sport fishing industry, from catching giant bluefin, swordfish, calico bass, and more. Take advantage of incredible show specials from major tackle retailers and boat dealers. Talk to the top fishing travel destinations. 4 full days, Thursday, March 6th to Sunday, March 9th, the 15th annual Pacific Coast Sport Fishing Fishing Tackle Boat and Travel Show at the OC Fair and Event Center in Costa Mesa. Don't miss it.
Hey, this is Captain Benny Florentino, owner-operator of Coastal Charters. Just want to announce that I'll be running the Camus 26 hybrid boat from West Coast Marine in Costa Mesa. Hybrid being a center console with bay boat features. The boat features a Michael Peters stepped hull that'll give both myself and my guests a comfortable dry ride. West Coast Marine in Costa Mesa will be carrying the 26 hybrid, 28 hybrid, and also a 34 cat. Heck, they even have some great looking bass boats. But if you have any other questions, feel free to call Nick Kelly or Kyle Mesa at West Coast Marine in Costa Mesa, and we'll see you on the water.
Take it from Captain Benny Florentino. West Coast Marine in Costa Mesa is your source for Camus boats as well as Parker boats, Yamaha outboards, and now Mercury outboards. Sales and service, the finest you can find. Go see Nick and the guys at West Coast Marine on Newport Boulevard in Costa Mesa, or check westcoastmarine.com.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Having a great time here. It's time to find out who's winning and going fishing aboard the Mission Bell.
No coin toss.
No coin toss today, because there's a win on both sides, thanks to Cameron. Texter side, congratulations, Jason in San Diego. And from the callers, Darren and Minifee. You guys are both going to get to go experience that great Mission Bell trip. And, man, brand new with Captain Cameron. So excited.
Yeah, and if somebody wants to go experience the Mission Bell at a Point Loma Sport Fishing, how do we do it?
So you can book online, pointlomasportfishing.com. You can call the office at 619-223-1627. And if you want to book a charter or talk about the boat, you can call me direct at 619-693-2676.
All right, number again for the charter?
619-693-2676.
All right. Yeah.
And leave a message because we're in the boatyard right now, so I may not be answering, but
yeah,
I'll call you back.
You're either pulling lobster traps or in the boatyard.
Yeah, we're busy.
Yeah, you've got a lot going on. Just leave a message and I'll get back to them.
Yep.
It's great. Thanks,
great
Cameron.
No, thank you.
Well, hey, really thanks for being here. Super excited. Hey, thanks to Jeff for manning the phones. Thanks to Adam for manning the app. And most of all, thanks to you out there for being with us. Next Saturday, Captain Jim Hughes from the Cortez, and next Sunday, Taro Takeuchi from the Liberty. Thanks for listening today. We'll see you next week right back here on 97.3 The Fan, YouTube, Facebook Live, and the Let's Talk Hookup app.